pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy day two of the NCAA Tournament Day. Happy Victory Vol Friday, Vol Victory Friday. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cameron Black. As we kick off this edition of Talk Sports, how are you, Cody?
Oh, doing pretty good, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. How are you today?
I'm solid.
We won the game.
We won the game. A win is a win.
That was the goal.
That was the goal.
Felt pretty good.
Win the game.
Felt pretty good to win and advance.
By any means necessary.
I began yesterday's game 6-0. Complete dominance in my bracket. Well on track to having the perfect bracket. Then I lost the Final Four team.
You had the A&M, didn't you?
I kept telling you A&M stunk. I don't know why you didn't listen to me. I told you many times they were fraudulent. I told you many times I didn't think they were very good. They relied on fouls, and you can't do that in the tournament when you go to a neutral site. And they got absolutely dominated.
Which
I don't
know. Was embarrassing because the SEC looked great up until that point, really. So I was just like, okay, maybe they are a good team because of the SEC. And then, nope, they
lost, and that hurt my bracket. Oh, no, there goes my bracket.
My bracket's busted.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, you busted.
Still went 12-4, though, you know.
I don't think it matters whenever you –
You did lose the Final Four team.
As long as you keep your champion alive.
I still have all mine, but it's not looking as great.
Nobody else in my pool has my champion, so as long as we keep that champion alive, we'll be all right. 12-4 is not bad, though, right?
Not bad. We need to collab on you do my first round, and I just do the rest.
Yeah.
I'm good at getting the teams down the road, but my first round is just a mess.
My first round's always good, and I go the opposite. Mine falls apart.
Yeah, we should have clapped. You were right. We should have team efforted this.
We'll see how today goes. I mean, the good thing is that, you know, Tennessee won. And so at least our minimum expectation was upheld of getting to the second round. So the very, very bottom.
Top 32 team, baby.
Arizona. Their fans probably would have liked an ugly win.
Yeah.
Over an overmatched team. Virginia probably would have liked an ugly win over an overmatched team. So when it gets to the tournament, unless you're betting on the game, a win's a win. Like, I get it if you're like, man, I laid the points with Tennessee, or man, I thought Tennessee was going to score more points, and the offense looked terrible, and I'm mad because I lost money. I get it if you're mad for that reason. But if you're mad just because your team won in an ugly fashion in March Madness, I think that's a fool's game. I don't think you should do that. I think any win in March, win the tournament, should be celebrated. Really, any win in March should be celebrated.
Like a gritty win, you know? Get that out the way. Get your...
Well, I mean, there are some numbers. I mean, I don't want to bog you down with the numbers again or whatever, because I always have some, and sometimes they don't really matter. But, like...
96 Bulls.
Five seeds that win by 15 points or more in the first round are 3-6 in the round of 32. Four seeds that win by 5 or less are 19-8. So, like,
you learn your things.
There is something to, like, being tested and, like, having a game under your belt and, like, being thrown into the fire a little bit. Because, look, we've been on the other side where we've cruised in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember.
And then, like, come out in the second round and lost. So, like...
Well, guess who cruised yesterday?
Duke.
Team we're playing.
Oh, perfect. You're going to get more games like that, though, just because you're going to get every team's best shot like that, and especially the small schools, if you run into any of them down the road.
Well, I think Tennessee didn't help themselves either. So, like, I'll give Louisiana credit for, you know, hanging around and, you know, making a run and finally hitting some threes. But, like, we didn't do ourselves any favors. I thought that it was a poorly coached game. I thought we looked lost at times. But, like, again, at the end of the day, a win is a win.
You did look sloppy. I remember seeing the turnover numbers at one point and being like, geez, what are we doing?
Like, turnover numbers are bad. I really have a problem with fouling out your own players. Like, I really have a problem with just sitting Vescovy in the first half with two fouls. Of course, he finishes the game with three fouls. Like, you got to trust your seniors, especially guards. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if it's a big man.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to be down there protecting the rim and, like, dealing with contact. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to be like, okay, look, they're going to go at him. A guard, you got to be like, hey, don't have any reckless closeouts. Don't reach in. And you're probably not going to get called for a foul.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Vescovy is a guard that recklessly drives to the rim that you have to worry about picking up a charge. Like, that's not really what he does. And, like, for a minute, Tennessee, like, looked like they were going to cruise in the first half. And then all of a sudden, Vescovy goes out, and it feels like Tennessee didn't score for 5 minutes. And next thing you know, it was like 19-19, and you're in a sweat. And then, you know, Tennessee is able to go on a run at the end of the first half and get some distance. So it didn't look like that decision hurt. But, like, it will against a better team. And it did in the SEC tournament against Missouri. And it will in the second round against Duke if you do the same thing. So, like, I had a real problem with it. But at the end of the day, like I said, a win in March is a win in March. And only 16 teams got to win yesterday.
Yep.
And we were one of them. So I'm not going to apologize for that.
Us, Princeton, and Furman.
Us, Princeton, and Furman just pulled some upsets and
cream of the crop.
Grinded
nobody
out some.
Nobody thought any of us could get it done.
That's
we all did.
Nobody believed, but
number
here we
one
are.
Survived.
Was it Seth Davis that picked Louisiana? Go to hell, Seth Davis.
Yeah.
Go loser. To hell.
Loser.
I also
it's a Final
had,
Four team.
I also had one betting problem.
Oh, no.
A little parlay I had that was a fun little parlay. I had Missouri, Princeton, and Furman all covering.
Missouri, Princeton, and Furman. Okay, they all covered.
And then the fourth leg I had Charleston covering. And
I don't know if you saw
how that ended.
Yeah.
What a bad beat for you.
I did see how that ended.
I had San Diego State, so I was on the other side of that.
Yeah, Charleston plus the old 5.5.
That's one of the worst beats. It's going to be harder to top that when it comes to just covering the spread. If you didn't see, it was a game that was kind of back and forth the entire second half. I felt like San Diego State was a lot better than them, but Charleston, they just kept letting them hang around, and next thing you know, it was like a tie game. And then at the end, San Diego State's up 3 with about a minute left. They get fouled on a three-pointer that they didn't really look like they got fouled by a three-pointer. Yeah. They end up, hitting 2 of the 3, is that right?
Yeah.
To cut it to 4.
Well, when
then they come down, they have a possession where they don't score, and they're trying to get a rebound, and they don't call a foul. You're like, okay, just go let the clock run out, and then boom, foul. 0.7 seconds left, and of course, San Diego State hits both free throws to win by 6 on a 5.5-point spread.
It was pretty much like that Texas A&M Corpus Christi game. That also was like similar. It covered the 3.5 in the final seconds with some free throws, but
I knew what was going to happen too. I knew it was going to happen. I could feel it. I was like, this guy's, they're going to go up 4, they're going to go down, they're going to miss a shot, and then they're going to foul him. And it's going to be a 6-point game, and that's exactly what happened.
Cashed out.
Like, man, well, they gave me a pretty good cash out. I mean, I didn't bet a lot of money, you know, but it was enough to hurt.
Tripled your money or quadrupled your
money. Yeah, it would have been a nice little win, so.
That's tough.
But, you know, that's fun to have a little something on the game, have a little fun with it, you know. How'd you do
all
your parlays?
My Sweet 16 and Elite 8 parlays, for the most part, are still alive. So, all of that's okay. Cool. In terms of just day one betting, I ended up a little bit down because of Iowa. I bet Iowa to beat Auburn. That didn't go so well. Still feel like Iowa's better than Auburn, but they're just dumb basketball team. And Katie Johnson made a couple big plays, and I hate that guy. As far as bracket goes, made it through day one with still 7 of my 8. Sweet 16 teams.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I lost was Utah State. I had them beating Arizona. So, like, it helps the Arizona loss, so I won't lose too many points of that. Like, I had Arizona getting knocked out by them in the second round. So
I think I've also got 7 of my 8. Again, one's a Final Four team, but.
Yep. You know. 7 of my 8.
What can you do?
All 4 of my Elite 8 teams.
You didn't
are
have
still,
Arizona
alive.
In the Sweet 16, Cody?
No, I had Missouri beating them.
Ooh.
So.
It's a nice win.
Yeah.
That Missouri-Utah State game was good, and then all of a sudden, like, Kobe Brown just took over. That was one of the best performances. And like really when I've watched college basketball, when you look at like a wing slash guard player who could take over a game, I haven't seen very many better than Kobe, yeah. Kobe Brown.
Yeah. You need that in March. You need somebody.
He did it against us at the SEC tournament, I feel like. At least for a little stretch. I don't know exactly what his numbers ended up with. Mm-hmm. But, like, he at one point scored, like, I think 12 straight points for Missouri yesterday. Yeah. Or at least 9 straight. And then maybe somebody else hit the 3, but they went
player.
On a run. And
he's a good player.
He dominated that game. And, yeah, they look like they, you know, they get Princeton now, so they should be a Sweet 16 team, you would think. And really, mm-hmm. I mean, like, Baylor, Creighton on that other end, like, they could easily easily be an Elite 8 team.
Not my Blue Jays.
I know. It is open for Creighton.
Number
I know. I was like, did the path did appear.
It did open up.
Number one, survive.
That's
Number two, advance.
I think I lost 2 Sweet 16 teams. But
oof!
I have my whole Elite 8.
Oof!
Still got your Final Four.
I got my Elite that's 8 good. Final Four.
That's good. Good to have. First game today, we got Xavier and Kennesaw State, looks like.
Okay. Yeah, Michigan State.
4 minutes left. USC, no, USC, Michigan State's
yeah,
the first
Michigan
game.
State's first.
Oh, I just saw 12:40 at True TV. I figured that.
Again, it starts at 12:15. Why do you keep doing this?
I don't know.
It's okay. been the same time.
2 days in a row.
It's been the same time our entire life. Why do you keep doing this?
I don't know.
Although I did see that apparently YouTube TV does have the quad box that I was asking for.
Really?
Quad yeah, someone box. Was saying, I don't know how to activate it. And we not oh. might not be able to over here. Like, I don't know, but I was told they have the quad box.
Yeah, 12:15, Michigan State, USC.
We complained as Tennessee fans about having to play a 10 p.m. tip. Those poor USC fans are having to play a 9 a.m. tip.
Yeah, they're in shambles.
Sending a West Coast team east to play at 12:15 seems a little cruel.
On the West Coast, the party don't stop.
Amen. Amen. Survive in advance.
We did it.
Two of my Final Four teams, man, they got tested, but they survived in advance. Tennessee and Houston,
yeah,
they both looked a little vulnerable at times, but they...
Hey, you got to get that test in first, you know?
They just kept surviving.
You passed the test.
First one.
I feel like I shouldn't have picked A&M.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I tried to tell you again.
Well, yeah.
I told you A&M wasn't good. They're
you
not
also
good.
Told me about Iowa, so I...
What did I tell you about Iowa?
I can't listen to everything.
What the hell did I say about Iowa?
Well, I mean, I would have picked Auburn, but I let you convince me on Iowa. Cause
what did I say?
Either you or Cam.
I didn't say anything about Iowa because I picked Auburn.
One of you said they're a good shooting team.
They are. I said take the over. I didn't say take Iowa.
Well,
I mean, I picked Iowa, but I had no conviction about it. I didn't convince you of nothing.
Well, that one doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
You didn't try very hard to talk me out of A&M.
I told you all last week I thought they stunk, too, in the SEC tournament. Now, they did make the SEC championship, so, like, when they were down, like, 8 to Arkansas on Friday, I was like, okay, I feel good, and then they you know, like, dominated the second half.
The worst thing about the bracket is you can't go back and change it.
True.
It's like once the result happens, once it's locked in, you're in.
Right now it still feels good when there's not too many X's, like, further in the tournament. Yeah. So, like, I'm okay with where I'm at.
ESPN always does that second chance bracket, too, like Sweet 16 or whatever. So you can get back in there, Cody.
Yeah, but that's not as fun.
No, it's not.
It's not, but
like
it's
to not. You like to be good from the jump, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in shambles.
Nobody ever does a second chance bracket as like a
legit thing. Yeah.
That's A&M. What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I looked at him down the stretch. I thought this team's been pretty good.
Well, that's what happens. You can't look down the stretch.
Clearly.
I will say you can't spend all week bitching about being underseeded then come out and get absolutely mollywopped by a 10 seed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because if there's one team that looked underseeded in that game, it was Penn State.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I thought going in, A&M was underseeded, and then clearly not.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I don't know if it'll go viral like it would if it was a dunk, but Michigan State's big man just went up and stopped a dunk, and that was equally as impressive.
Yeah, that was nice.
Speaking of going viral, I had a tweet last night that should have gone viral.
Oh, what happened?
It was a good tweet.
How many views
really,
did
it? It was really, really good. I don't think people got it, though.
What was it?
So I think it only got like 7 likes.
What did you tweet out? Oral sucks?
No, but it had to do with oral. But it was a picture of Bell Knox, and it said, when you're confused between Duke and Oral, or when you don't know which one to pick, you know. I guess not everybody knows Bell Knox. I thought more
I don't
people
know Bell Knox.
Yeah,
is.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You guys don't know. That must be why it didn't go viral.
Yeah. Who is Bell Knox?
She was the Duke porn star. You don't remember her?
The Duke porn star? Not the lacrosse
prostitute.
No.
Not the lacrosse thing.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah, well, that's why it didn't go viral,
yep,
I guess.
Out.
Yeah, like, I don't want to act like I know.
You weren't very niche with your
I thought more people would know Belknap.
I was going to say, I don't feel like I'm, like, always, like, up to speed on all, like, references.
Porn
but
stars?
I feel like if I don't get the reference, that most of the majority of people aren't, because I feel pretty plugged in on most pop culture stuff.
Clearly, that's
I think
why
you overestimated
seven,
how
like,
many porn stars people know.
I think the seven people that liked it probably didn't know who it was either and just thought.
I would say...
A couple
some
of them, at least.
People know Belknap. I would say, I mean, I don't know, because obviously,
is she like famous for something, or is she just
she was a Duke porn star. I mean, they did
was
a
she the, was she the one that was like going to go and like have sex with everybody while at Duke? Wasn't there a girl that went viral for that like had a hit list at Duke basically, and her goal was like go have sex with a bunch of people to like empower women? I feel like that was a thing like a decade ago, but that's not her.
I don't know. She was just trying to pay her tuition.
But okay, maybe that was her then.
It might have been. But
Duke woman says she's going to have sex.
But they did like a Netflix documentary on her. But I guess I thought she was more known than she was, clearly. I don't know what percentage of people know her. Maybe 20%.
In this room, we're at 33%.
I don't know. Obviously, I misjudged. Obviously, not a viral tweet. I thought it was good, though, when you consider the context of it.
You know what? I'll go back and like it for you.
No, it's okay. I think it's pretty cool.
Not always
going to go viral.
Not always the barometer, of course, but official Belknap on Instagram has 5,300 followers.
Really?
That's it?
Is that
I don't
her?
Know if that's her official account, though. It says it is, but like she has four posts and yeah, so like I don't think she's just,
I don't know. I think she like she was one of those that was like, I think she really regretted doing it.
No, this is who I'm, like, this is what I'm thinking of. So
she kind of embarrassed her family. And
well, yeah, I imagine if you send your daughter to Duke that you're pretty, at least, proud and, like, have told all your friends that she's going to Duke. And maybe, like, you don't come from a wealthy family because it did say she was trying to pay her tuition costs. But, like, I would imagine it sounded a lot better to her, like, empowering and everything, but really just, like, got her cut off from her family. And, like,
and it
obviously didn't go well for her.
Obviously, it would be weird, too, if you were, like, her dad.
Yeah.
And then all your friends. You know all your friends are watching.
Well, the story went viral, too, because that is the one I was thinking of. But, yeah, she said that she got into porn to study in 2013. That's around the time I was thinking that story was to pay for her $60,000-year tuition.
Yeah. Well, I did everything I could to bring her back last night, and apparently people don't know Belknap.
Nope.
So.
Definitely not by face.
But that's good for her, I guess. I guess she's that means she's kind of clearing her name a little bit.
I don't think it is, because I think if you go down that path, you want to be famous at least. And she didn't crack in.
I don't know if she wanted to be famous.
If you're making posts about it, you want some attention.
And if you have an Instagram like linking your Pornhub site and your like website and stuff, I feel like you are, but maybe not.
She's still on the hub, so I'm told. You can still view her work.
Is that where you got the screenshot?
You search by name.
By name, I searched Belknap.
That's what I'm saying on the hub. Do you search by name?
Oh, if I have someone I'm seeking in particular, yeah.
So you have like stars that you think about and like
favorite.
No, I'm usually not a porn star guy. Usually, I just watch like the amateur stuff.
Yeah,
but
I don't find her to be particularly that attractive. Honestly, I can see why she didn't really break through.
I think her whole appeal was that she was young. She was like one of these, you know, just turned 18 kind of, that was her thing. And then I don't know what other things she got involved in without going into too much detail.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
They did like the casting couch thing.
Sure, I don't, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure once the novelty wore off about her being like the Duke girl, though, that there wasn't much.
Yeah, she had the college girl thing, like that was her appeal, I think. But, you know, hope she does well in whatever career she's chosen. I think I read she was maybe working for, like, a law firm now or something.
I mean, if she went to Duke, yeah, chances are she was going for law school, so.
Yeah. Hopefully she's doing all right.
Hopefully.
We should get her on the show.
You get in touch with her.
Send her a message.
What would you ask her?
Well, just tell her that Tennessee and Duke are about to play and
we would like to know your thoughts.
We want the most famous Duke.
We want an expert.
Most famous Duke person we could think of. So.
Just say we couldn't get in touch with Tucker Max, so we want to talk to her.
One of the most famous Duke alums.
This is your mission.
I don't know if she ever graduated or not.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't wanting to ask her about lawyer tricks or what it's like to graduate from Duke. I just, she was one of the most famous alums. Tell her that.
Yeah.
Early point spread after last night. The projections had Tennessee minus five, but after Tennessee struggles with Louisiana and Duke blows out Oral Roberts, Duke opens up as a 3.5-point favorite.
Let's go.
So Tennessee not getting a lot of respect. The Duke's 10-game winning streak is getting a lot of respect.
10 games straight they've won.
Yep.
They jumped on Oral Roberts early. They just beat them down from the get-go.
What, did it go up like 11-0 something? Yeah. It was
over at that point.
Oral couldn't score.
Oral Roberts could not put the ball in the basket. They could not stop Duke from putting the ball in the basket, and they looked just overwhelmed.
Yeah, it was like 22-5.
Yeah. And, you know, a small school like that playing against a blue blood like Duke. I know Coach K isn't on the sideline, but it's still Duke.
Yeah. I kind of feel good about my Duke Final Four pick.
Oh, wow. I trust Rick Barnes here myself, but whatever you say.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice hat, by the way.
Thank you.
St. Patty's Day.
I'm going to come over there and pinch you.
As soon as I was walking to the door to come in here, I didn't even know he had pulled up, and I just heard a voice behind me saying, "I'm going to get you." I was like, "What?" He said, "I'm going to pinch you." He noticed I didn't have any green on.
Well, that's cute.
It was nice too. Playful
See, this
banter.
USC player here, he's got his green shoes on.
Yeah, he knew what was going on.
Do you think it's St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
Oh, man, you left the white
Do you
guy
have
open.
Any green on?
Nope. I don't partake everybody. In childish games like this.
Mm. Clearly, I don't either.
You pinch me, I'll give you two right between the eye.
I see you back on the Coke.
I never stopped the Coke.
Back on the Coke.
Back on the Coke.
Never stopped.
No ice?
It melted.
Yeah.
Mm. Watered down Coke.
Hmm?
What can you do?
9-11, current score.
We're in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Please drink responsibly this St. Patrick's Day.
Jesus.
I don't have any green White Claw I can give you. That's, you know,
Lime,
but I mean, I know, but it's not like green.
You get
like
a little food coloring.
Green beer. Yeah, just if you
I believe
want.
1 year ago today I was drinking green beer watching us play Longwood.
Someone sent me a post about how I put too much food coloring into a beer last year, and it was just very dark green.
Food coloring, there's no taste with it, right?
No.
It's just simply color.
But you really just need like That's barely right. any drop, and it does its job. So if you put like 3 drops in there, that thing just...
If you're drinking green beer, you're going a little too far. You're being a little bit too much of a look at me, Louie, at that point.
Not if the place you're at, everybody's drinking green.
Oh,
beer.
I know. I mean,
because I'm just going to order a beer. Yeah. And so if they're going
like
to
bring
it to me, it's going to be
They put some food coloring in the keg and just...
Yeah.
They put it in the keg?
Yeah, some places have like green beer on
how
tap.
You open up
They'll
a
do
keg?
It. I don't know. Maybe don't they know put in the tap line. I don't know either. But I've seen, I've been to places where it comes out the tap and it's green beer. And I'm just like,
you know, I can change a keg.
Nice.
Something I learned how to do.
Pretty sweet.
Proud of you.
If you ever want to bring one in, I can get us going. Well, I'm sure Cam can, too. Cam knows as well. We could have 2 kegs.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We should have a big party. I guess we should promote Russell's party then. Huh? Russell's having a party, I think.
Oh?
Saturday.
I'm doing a White Claw Hard Seltzer read.
Okay.
And you're talking about beer, you're talking about parties. Just drink White Claw.
They'll have
White Claw.
They'll have White Claw at the party.
Drink responsibly. Tennessee Duke. Did get a 240 tip, so I was wondering if they'd put us back at night since Duke is there. But I didn't know exactly what the Saturday primetime spot is. Like, I don't know what they want, because typically I don't think of, like, Saturday night as being a good TV night either. Mm-hmm. So they're putting us there at 240. Two premier college basketball brands going toe-to-toe.
For a shot at the Sweet 16.
Somebody's going to be feeling pretty sweet.
Ooh.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Tennessee survives last night 58-55. They had an 18-point lead get shrunk down. That was frustrating watching Barnes not call a timeout during that run. I'm like, come on, man, just call a timeout. The team's lost. Call
Everybody
a timeout.
Everybody was just yelling
please
at the TV.
Call a timeout. The team needs to get reset. Like, come on, this isn't working. It's getting closer. We shouldn't have to sweat this. It's looking bad. Please, do something. Then finally you got one.
Sometimes his refusal to call a timeout is maddening.
Like, Tennessee was up 48-30 with 12 minutes left in the game. It then became 48-43 with 7:24 left. So, like,
yeah,
it was a five-minute stretch where Tennessee just did not score, could not catch the ball, could not hit free throws, could not do anything. And meanwhile, like, Kobe Julian was getting heated up and making shots. And next thing you know, you're in a dogfight. And
all these Kobes.
Luckily, we had a big lead.
Yeah, luckily we were up 18.
You know, Cam, it is about 20 years after Kobe came to prominence, isn't it? Like, when he got really big. Like,
I'd say 2000, 2001 is like.
Well, but those guys would be college-aged.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it
yeah
makes
yeah
sense that.
Yeah.
I would say it is definitely the Kobe effect. Like, I would say we're probably.
Pretty wild. They all actually ended up good at basketball or decent, at least the ones we see.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's some Kobe's that aren't. But there's gotta be like three or four years away from. Can you pull off the LeBron? I don't know. Will there be any LeBrons running around?
I bet there will be.
Yeah.
Or Bron.
I'd be so embarrassed if my parents named me after LeBron.
You'd just have to deal with it.
I would change my name.
Jemai Meshack pulled the game out of the fire. It was him offensively.
That's my boy.
Yeah, we're
he's
we're
about to have his Josh Richardson 2014 run.
We are a pro Jemai Meshack show here. We have been all year, and he came through in a five-point game. He hit a jumper over, I believe, on the right corner, then got to the free throw line, hit both of his free throws, and, you know, Tennessee got back up 9, and that was kind of the end of the game as far as I was concerned. Like, I didn't feel like Tennessee was really in trouble. I guess the Raging Cajuns did come down and hit a three with about 2:40 left to make it a six-point game. And at that point, you're like, okay, two-possession game. Let's not do anything stupid. And Meshack got back to the free-throw line, hit one of them, and then that kind of ended the threat, I feel like.
Eventually, yeah.
When you got up 8.
Oh, man, you got that mid-range Josh Richardson jumper on lock.
No, I mean, he makes big plays. He has a really good nose for the basketball whenever he is on the defensive end. He's like a bloodhound tracking down the ball and stopping players. He's good. And then the offensive game is coming around. Like, I did not think that I would feel good about a game where Meshack and Key are your two leading scorers. And I didn't feel good about the game last night, but at least you had those two come through because the rest of your starters – didn't get into double figures. Your bench didn't give you a lot outside of Key. You had 7 points. Like, Julian Phillips looked lost coming off the bench. I don't know what the hell's going on with him. Looks like he couldn't catch a basketball at times. Like, it just – you need him to be better if you're going to beat Duke. Like, he has to be a 5-star if you're going to beat Duke.
Yeah.
Phillips has to be great.
We need Uros the Murder Flip, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah. And Uros, I mean, he came out early and set the tone. I mean, he got 4 buckets pretty much right away and, like, had 8 quick points. But everyone else, I mean, Vescovi, the way you manage fouls limited him because he only had 27 minutes. So, you basically set him for 13 minutes in the first half. Unnecessarily, in my opinion, but.
Yeah, we need him to be on one this next game for sure.
Yeah, and I would say, again, many people probably are going to be down on this team, but I'm not upset. With the fact that we won, I'm glad we got tested, and I'm glad these guys got their feet thrown into the fire and knows what it's like to be in a close game in March. But most importantly, know what it's like to win a close game in March. Nobody on this team knows what that is like.
Yeah.
They've won tournament games, like last year. But that was a blowout. They got into a close game against Michigan, and they couldn't pull it out.
Yeah, and these games that we've lost down the stretch of the season, a lot of them are close games too. I mean, we didn't really lose any double digit games except for at Kentucky, I guess that one we lost by 13.
But even then, you kind of got back into that one in the second half. It felt a lot closer than the final score.
We've been losing close games is the problem. So
you couldn't close against Missouri. You couldn't close against Auburn.
It's good to A&M. Win a close one,
right? Like I think. The fact that now that I know that we won, I am happy the game shook out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Barnes at Tennessee, Cody, has made how many Sweet 16s?
He's made one Sweet 16.
The year he made the Sweet 16 is the only time that we were tested in round one.
Ooh.
Well, how about that? Another fun
Uh-oh.
Stat.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, if you look at Rick Barnes' tournament runs, like last year you dominate round one against Longwood, 88-56. You turn around, you lose to Michigan.
Yep.
I think it's important to get tested.
2019 is the year you made the Sweet
That's
16.
What they say.
So I'll go back to 2018, the first year we made the tournament. Dominated Wright State. Lost on a buzzer beater, basically, with a couple seconds left to Loyola Chicago. You beat Wright State 73-47. You dominated. So, like, in 2019, Colgate made you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa made you sweat.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you beat Iowa. I don't think you hold on and beat them in overtime if Colgate didn't make you sweat.
It's good to break a sweat.
Yeah, it is.
I think getting tested's important in the first round because, you know, a lot of people have the nerves, all that stuff going into the game. And when you get tested like that, it kind of like – once you win it and finish it off, it's kind of like a breath of fresh air and you feel a little more relaxed. I feel like going into the next game, you're like, all right, we were able to win a game. We survived. We know how this works.
Positive reinforcement's important. No. Like I do think it is. And again, excuse me, as Cody pointed out, this is a particular team that needs positive reinforcement, not only for the tournament, because again, nobody on this roster had won a close tournament game, but like at the end, down the stretch this season, you haven't won very many close games. The only close game I feel like you've won in a long time is that Auburn slot fest.
And that was a loss.
Like Alabama maybe made you sweat a little bit. That was like a 6-point game, like, you know, down the stretch with a couple minutes left. I think they had the ball, was driving, and Quinterly, I believe it was, tried a behind the back move and like got stripped in like a six point game maybe.
Yep.
But like you
well
beat them
against Arkansas, but it wasn't a close game, you know. You never knew.
Oh no, you played great. But like, yeah, you played great against South Carolina too, and like you blew both of them out.
Right.
Ole Miss in the SEC tournament, you handled. It wasn't very
easy.
Close to the second
half.
It was
easy.
So, like, if you go down the list of Tennessee close wins, there haven't been very many of them. Not since, like, USC.
Yeah.
You blew out Kansas. You blew out Texas.
That's what it's been this year. Either you lose close games or you win big.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
So.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I'm just going to run down the number, the margin of your wins. 32, 31, 26. You beat USC in overtime. You won by 7, but you beat them in overtime. That was a close game. You beat Kansas by 14.
Maryland was
36. 54 against Alcorn State. 45 against Eastern Kentucky. You did have to eke it out against Maryland. That's another one you had to eke out. That was an ugly one where you just kind of tried to hold on.
Bad rims.
But you did. You lost Arizona. You blew out Austin Peay. You beat Ole Miss on the road by 4. I don't really remember much from that game. I know you were down at half, but like I don't.
Yeah, it was a close game.
Mississippi State, you dominated by 34. You beat South Carolina by 43. You beat Vanderbilt by 9, where you kind of, you know, you were in control for most of the second half. You lost to Kentucky. You beat Mississippi State by 11. You beat LSU by 21. You beat Georgia by 29. Texas by 11. You lost to Florida. You beat Auburn by 3. You lost those two heartbreakers against Vanderbilt and Missouri. You handled Alabama by 9. Again, that one was, you know, at least up in the air a little bit, but you were kind of in control.
Felt like pretty much control.
Loss. You blew out South Carolina by 40, Arkansas by 18, and Ole Miss by 15. So, like, going down that whole list, you have, what, 2 close wins?
And then a close loss to Missouri there.
Is that really it? 2 close wins?
I think so.
Maryland,
USC.
And USC.
And Ole Miss.
Okay, so 3 close wins.
Yeah, and I don't remember any of those games being, like, you know, down to the wire, like, last shot kind of game.
Well, USC went to overtime, so, like, that one That one I would give credence.
And you did
credence.
Kind of cruise into overtime.
Once you get into the overtime, though, it was.
I want to say
get into the overtime, though, was important.
I want to say Maryland came back and got it to where, were they shooting a three at the end of time, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like that's kind of what happened. But like, you had a 17-point halftime lead. But I want to say you had to dodge. It was a two-point game. So they made a layup with 24 seconds left to make it a two-point game. Tyreek Key got fouled with 7 seconds left. He made the first free throw, missed a second. And then, yeah, Maryland shot a three at the buzzer to try to tie it and missed it. So, like, that one to me went right down to the wire. USC, like we said, in the Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis, like, that was one that you had to really grind out. You had to hold on for dear life in that one. You actually had to tie the game with a minute left. You were down two. You get
know,
the tie.
They make Bad Boy Mowers in my hometown where I grew up.
Yep.
Do you know that?
You've told me that before, yep.
It's the biggest company there, without a doubt. You ever used a Bad Boy mower? You
nope.
Ever rode one?
I haven't. I'm a John Deere man.
They're pretty good machines.
Every mower I drive is a Bad Boy.
Yeah. If you're on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the...
It's about the driver.
The driver, the guy steering the machine, Well, they have, you know, that zero turn precision.
Ooh.
I guess a lot of the newer models do now, probably.
Yeah.
They were kind of the first ones to do that.
Really?
With the, yeah. Mm. With the, just, you can sit in place and turn as you're sitting, basically, without having to actually make a turn.
I don't know if I've ever actually ridden on one of those before. Like, I had a, I think it was called the zero turn, but, like, maybe I just was told not to because it cut, like, tear up the grass or whatever, but I was like,
basically, the thing rotates as you're sitting there instead of having them actually go around. And they're fast.
Yeah, the John Deere we had would cut pretty good on the circle. But I don't know if it was like just sitting still you could do it.
It's been a long time since I mowed a yard.
Yeah.
And rode a, especially on a riding mower. I used to have to push mow Mom's yard. One time I ran over a nest of
bees. I don't care
bees
about this story at all.
Or some kind of, I don't know if they were yellow jackets or what they were.
On the ground.
I don't want to talk mowing with.
Yellow jackets are on the ground.
They're in the ground. Well, it must have been yellow jackets in, but they stung the hell out of my legs.
Well, you saw what happened to me that one time, right?
When?
Whenever I got stung in the yard and Benley had to bring me Benadryl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had welts all over my body because I'm allergic. I guess I could have died, but.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I had to pay Benley $20 to come bring me some Benadryl because I couldn't get in the car.
That's crazy.
Do I need to get stung to see if I'm allergic or not? Because I don't know.
Have you never been stung by a bee?
No, animals love me.
As much
you've never been stung by anything?
Well, bees aren't animals.
Just an ant.
For as much as you've been outside as a kid, like you never got stung.
No.
Bees are definitely animals.
They're insects.
Insects.
Yeah, but insects are animals, aren't they?
Are they?
Yes.
Insects are animals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
animals are not
animals.
What part of the animal kingdom are they?
Insects.
Arachnids.
Arachnids are spiders.
Yeah. Same family. Crustaceans.
Crustaceans are close.
Are those like, that's like shellfish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like crabs and stuff.
Either way.
But yeah, you know, somehow, in all my frolicking, I've never been stung by anything.
Cam, you know what you should do if you get stung by a wasp? Say on
your face. You get some chewing tobacco and rub it on there.
That's right. That's what you do.
I feel like I've heard that before.
That's the solution.
I mean, they do say that's a thing. I said it takes the sting out of it.
That's what got me started.
You just feel it in your blood. And you're like,
Granddaddy gave me that skull when I got stung by a wasp, and I never got
just
off
kept
of
the can.
It. Sure did. Kept the whole thing.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Michigan State holding on to a 28-25 lead.
Xavier up early.
Xavier's playing Kennesaw State, is that right?
That's right.
The first time ever Kennesaw State's been there.
14 seed.
And then
are you pulling for them?
If they win, if they win, who's their 2 seed, Xavier? Is that, they're in Texas's region?
Oh.
Then you'll get my bracket.
Where's your handy-dandy bracket?
Yeah, I'll go get it.
I'm so bad at the regions this year. I used to be a lot better at that, just being able to just recall instantly. I think I kind of gave up after yesterday.
It's because you used to look at it so much, studying it beforehand.
Yeah,
probably.
That's true. Yeah, I don't study as much.
I don't do any studying anymore. I just pick.
Yeah, yeah. So if Xavier will play Iowa State or Mississippi State,
right.
That's a That's a good draw. And then, yeah, they're Texas. Texas is there, too. So if you're Xavier, you probably got to feel like you got a pretty good shot of making a run.
Yeah.
Cam, today can maybe at – did you do your This Guy Eats? Doesn't sound like it. That look on your face makes me think you did not go do it. So we lasted 2 weeks of you
No. It's tournament time. So
you didn't.
Well, we had a late night game. I mean, I didn't think I was really supposed to be doing it
Our
yesterday.
Game was at 10. Like, most people eat dinner at 7, so like, I don't see how it'd be affected, really.
It was affected.
So just – long story short, you did not do This Guy Eats.
No, I don't think
so. So you lasted 2 weeks.
No. That's not how it works. I don't think there will be a segment this week, though.
Because you didn't go eat anywhere. You had all week to do it, and you didn't do it.
You asked me if I was going to do a place from Miami. I could do that. I don't know what good that does local business.
I'll tell you something that else doesn't do local business any good. Not doing your segment. 3 weeks into it, you've already given up on it. Just like
no,
the book.
I have not given
it's
up
just like
on
the
it.
Damn book.
I have not
you
given
read the
up
book for
it.
2 weeks, you quit that. You did this for two
do
weeks.
Do you have
you quit
to
that.
Do every single week
yeah.
for it to be a
do
thing?
Do we miss winners and losers? Or do that? Do we do
I
that
wish
every Monday?
We would.
Do we do that every Monday?
I'd like to miss a few of them.
Cam, I need you then to pick up his slack. And for next hour, since he didn't go do his segment that he
I can
begged
do
to
it. This
no.
guy eats if you want
no.
one. I mean,
no.
I can do one.
You couldn't be bothered to go eat at all this week.
We can still play the intro.
No, we can't. But, Cam, I need you to pick maybe three animal mascots that are in the tournament.
Okay.
And give us, we'll come back with Cam's Animal Kingdom since you, Cody, failed to eat. This guy doesn't eat, apparently.
the guy's been doing some eating.
This guy doesn't eat.
I didn't do a proper restaurant experience. I mean, the game was on yesterday. It's a Thursday thing, clearly. Sometimes you
the game was at 10 o'clock.
Sometimes you gotta amend the schedule.
What'd you do? What'd you do yesterday?
Well, there was pregame.
What'd you do after the game?
You know, there's.
Didn't you sit here on the radio and say, "I don't think I'm gonna do the drinking after the show"?
It's the NCAA tournament. It's the first Thursday.
Can he not literally sit here and say, "I don't think I'm gonna
do
the drinking"? Not really feeling that. Yeah.
I don't think anybody expected that to hold.
I'll tell you what else I didn't expect you to keep up with your segment. I knew it was gonna be short lived.
It's not over.
It's over.
No, it's not.
It's over.
Well, it's not.
No more. This guy's not eating anymore.
It's going to still
you
be
let the
thing.
Audience down. This guy's not eating anymore.
No, it's called missing a week. It's, you know.
Consistency is key.
Well.
When getting something off the ground, consistency is key.
Well, it's already off the ground.
It's crashed.
No, it's not.
You didn't. You're in the hot air balloon. You didn't keep hitting the.
No, we're just refueling the plane.
You didn't keep hitting the hydrogen.
You ever hear of a brake? We're just refueling the plane.
You don't refuel the plane when it's up in the air unless you're, like, in the Army or
something.
Well,
we're not up in the air right now.
We were. You said it was off the ground, so if you're off the ground, where are you at?
Well, we're on the ground refueling
so
the plane.
So we got
you
off the ground and then we crashed?
The
you
no, we didn't
air,
crash. We
down.
Landed. We landed, and now we're refueling the
we
plane.
We landed. Where did we land? Why did we land? Is it an emergency landing?
At a fueling airport. No, it wasn't an emergency.
We didn't go long enough to need more fuel.
Yeah, we were just getting off the ground.
You two need to not worry about it. How about you two mind your own business?
How's your basketball game going?
I'll handle This Guy Eats. An important update, where Cam, I don't know if you know, we're up to 73 diamonds, and once I hit 100 diamonds, ooh. I unlock baseball. So, oh, or bowling, whichever one I choose.
That's a tough decision.
So. Strangely enough, this is the only thing he's consistent as, this stupid basketball game.
It is fun. It gives me something to do to keep my mind sharp during the show.
This is what you call your mind being sharp?
I have to exercise my brain during the show, yeah.
By just shooting baskets?
Yeah, how does that exercise your brain? That seems like very monotonous.
No, there's strategy to it because you got to know where to hit it. You probably wouldn't be very good at it. It takes practice, like everything else.
I guarantee if I played for 4 days straight, I would be better.
I don't know about that. But I don't know what gives you that confidence.
I would already have the 100 diamonds. I don't know. I know that.
Well, that's just more about repetition.
What's your
repetition.
High score now?
What?
What's your high score now?
It's like 23 or something.
That's Whoa. It.
I mean, you got to make 23 baskets in a row. Do you want to try it?
No. I have a show to do.
Okay.
Yeah. That's now a segment short because this guy couldn't be relied on to do his segment.
The guy can eat. The guy can go eat anytime. NCAA tournament week.
It is NCAA tournament week. I know we need to be at our best.
Were we at our best at this time last week?
At this time last week?
No, I don't think we were too worried about it this time last week.
But we made sure to do our segments.
Prepping for the tournament.
Did we get our segments in last week?
What about the week before? Did we get our segments in that week?
The week before? Well, I was sick that time.
Mm.
Which, I mean, so this kind of falls on you for not doing it last week, or 2 weeks ago when I was sick. A teammate picks up the slack and doesn't just say, well, if John's not here, I couldn't talk. I didn't come in for your purpose.
I can't speak.
I didn't want to get you sick.
I think you did get me sick, actually.
Well, I tried not to.
This one guy went 16-0. Oh, received this morning.
Steve LaPaz.
That's a good bit.
Yeah.
I turned mine in this morning, but I was 16-0, trust me. What was the other guys? What were the other best scores, like 12-4?
12-4, yeah.
What were you guys?
Because
I was 12-4.
I didn't count it up.
I think in my...
I started 1-4 or something like that.
I was
going
to say, at one point, I was 4-0 and you were 0-4.
Yeah, I think so.
I was a 11-5. 11-5.
Michigan State is pulling a West Virginia.
A couple guys in my pool were 14-2. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. I'd like to just have a really good day today.
Yeah. I want Michigan today State to be to get good. It together.
I don't even know who I picked in this game.
They're going West Virginia on me.
West Virginia.
Look at Kansas State fighting back. Can we double box this?
Heard we could.
Yeah, the people told me it usually like pops up and gives you the prompt, but like I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know how to necessarily do that. And I also don't know
that Alabama, Florida.
That's recorded 17.
You know the swimming is going on right now.
That might be it then.
Over at UT.
On my plane ride back, I got on there with a group of I think it was Michigan swimmers. Now that makes sense. And I guess are they there? Are Michigan divers and swimmers? Are they at the meet?
They must be. Yeah. I know Virginia and Stanford are there.
They got on the plane with me, and the girls were walking by, and like it was like I guess we were flying out of Detroit at about maybe 8 o'clock, and they had gotten a text that they had some like hotel, they had to do some type of water exercise in the hotel pool, and they were all so mad about it, cussing, going down there. I guess Northerners, they don't really have the same, you know, shyness about cussing in public because they were letting them fly.
No, especially people from the Northeast.
Yeah.
I don't know about Michigan people, but
yeah,
that's how it should be down here.
Just let them fly.
Just use the F word all you want.
Well, they weren't doing that, but they were saying everything else. They were mad they had to do their little morning pool routine
at the hotel pool. It's the national championships.
Oh, really?
I believe is what it is, yeah. Because
I guess that no one of the coaches is making them do their training then. Got to be at the best.
Well, there were some people in my car that said that their daughter, I guess she was a swimmer for Virginia, I guess, and they said she retained her national championship. So,
oh wow!
I think she was maybe part of the relay team or something. So it wasn't just her.
I did see on one of the dating apps lots of swimmers.
Oh really?
Recently,
you missed the Izzo. Did you tell them there?
You need help learning?
Oh, I don't think I matched with any of them, but that's what I would have went with.
Yeah.
Like I do need a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Probably good at mouth to mouth.
I was more of a
USC is back. They were down 12 early.
Yeah.
More of a sinker myself.
I love a good phone call celebration after 3. Dial me up, baby, long distance. Hour 1 in the books. We'll kick off hour 2 of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.